Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Campbell, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, James. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right.
How are you, James?
No bad.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with anybody about your case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, James, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. All our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my job, James, to get to know you, get to know your case. Obviously, you've come over from the customer care team. My job is to paint a picture with evidence of your, obviously, certainly your childhood and then into your adulthood, how your time in care has potentially affected you, affected your life, whether that be you know, mental health issues, drug or alcohol issues. And then I'll go out and get that information just so we can substantiate your claim and your claim value before we do our final submission to Scottish Redress. Mr. Campbell, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to ask you some you know, interesting questions, if you like, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask them, James. So that being said, have you had or have suffered with depression or anxiety?
For years, I.
Okay. Do you seek do you seek medication?
Paroxetine.
Okay. Is that depression? Is that for depression, or is that for both for depression and anxiety?
That's for both, I think.
For both, yeah. Okay. And you're currently on medication, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for answering that, buddy. I'm calling you on medication. Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol, James, or hard drugs? I mean, even, you know, what they call soft drugs now, cannabis or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so no alcohol and no drug issues?
No, I don't do any of the two of them.
Okay, great. Oh, drug related issues. Okay, I'm going to ask, this is the toughest question I'm going to ask you, and I'm sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, James?
No.
Okay. Yeah, sorry for having to ask that. Also, this is obviously if you have, you ended up in hospital because it had a role to the hospital to get the information. I'm sorry, I had to ask that one, James.
That's all right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, James, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. Obviously, I won't tell them what it's for, but I will get as much information as I possibly can for you. So we could submit that to the Scottish Redress.
Right.
Obviously, you know, your mental health now as an adult, we can directly relate or peg back to what happened to you in care.
Right.
Is that okay?
No.
Okay. Can I take your GP's details, please?
I just go to only doctor.
Okay. Yeah. What's the practice details, buddy, James, if you don't mind?
It's Tan Yard Medical Centre.
Tan Yard?
Aye. Tan Yard.
Okay.
That's Cumnock.
In Cannock?
Oh, Cumnock.
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 C-U-M-N-O-C-K. Yeah. You know what, James, all my life, people have been asking me to repeat myself because of my Scouse accent. I'm always asking my brothers and cousins from up north to repeat theirs, unfortunately. Okay, so with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to get all of your medical records. I'm also going to write to the local authorities of the two care settings that you stayed at as a youngster. I want to get you all of that information, and then we're obviously going to compile that together. And, present that to the Scottish Free Address team. Do you want copies of any records that I get, James?
No, it's all right. No, I'll just, you just say what you have to do.
No, I will do. I'll get it. What I'm saying is, do you want me to send you copies of what I find from your time and care?
I find no.
Okay. Like you say, it's your journey, so it's, you know, this is your story. It's time and care. It may help you piece some stuff together from when you were a child. It may help. It may not. I'm not sure.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to write to the GP. I'm going to write to the local authorities. I'm going to come back to you, James, with all the information. Yourself and I are going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that we haven't missed anything out in your statements.
Right.
We're going to present, obviously, your time and care and your medical history to the Scottish Free Address team. What will happen from there, James, is hopefully we'll get a panel date. The panel are the ones who judge on your case. From there, hopefully we'll have an offer. We will obviously advise you whether to accept or reject that offer, Mr. Campbell.
Right.
Dependent on how strong or, you know, our case, and we believe our case, or your case is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me, James?
No.
Okay. So, I do obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I do need to go back a couple of steps with you just so you fully understand exactly what it is. Our fees are, what we do for you and what other options are out there for you, James. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to let you know, say that you could apply to Scottish Free Address yourself. You don't actually need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail that you gather your own information and build your own case. And then it's obviously, you know, trusting that the Scottish Government will give you a fair compensation package. So that's option one. There are other law firms out there, James, in England and Scotland that won't charge you any fees. They get paid directly by the Scottish Government. They're part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. And they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Right.
Now, I can't legally comment on what them law firms would do for you, or more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can tell you is we have actually rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, so we won't get paid by the Scottish Government. We enter into what's called a private fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Right.
What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. if we do lose or we're not successful, you'll never pay us a penny. There's no hidden agendas. There's no small print. Due to the sensitive nature of you as a client and what you've been through in the past, it'd be unethical for us, and we'd lose our license pretty quickly if we put you under any sort of financial duress, as well as all the emotional duress that you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20% of any compensation you get. The average compensation for the Scottish Redress Scheme in Scotland is £55,000. So just on them figures, just so for clarity, you would pay us and our VATman, if you like, £11,000. And on them figures, you would walk away with £44,000.
Nah.
Is that okay?
Aye.
Do you understand the three separate options that you've got, James?
I'm not throwing it off. I've got day to use. It's fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And you are happy for me to continue?
Aye.
Okay, fantastic. Just to let you know, Mr. Campbell, that you do have what's called a 14-day cool-off period from the day you signed the documents with us. What that means is anything up to day 14, you can rip up the documents and walk away from the agreement with us.
Yeah.
It also means that I can't or I won't work on your case until day 14. Or you have the right to wait that 14-day cooling off period, and I can obviously start on your case straight away. It's entirely up to you, though.
No, I'll just go for it, mate.
Okay. You're happy to wait the 14-day, Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Okay, no. Perfect. So what I'll do, James, is I will write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, office hours after, you know, out of office hour numbers, if you need to have a chat with me. I wait for you now, James, so I'm always going to be at the end of a call for you, should I say. So just give me a call whenever you want.
Right.
Is that okay, Mr. Campbell?
That's okay, mate.
Thank you very much. I'll speak to you shortly. Good
luck. Okay, mate. I'll get everything back and done, and I can get out the nearer the time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll do it. Near the time, we'll go through everything, and even any sort of, you know, people who've seen you in your adult life, the effects of, you know, your depression and whatever, we may take a statement from them as well, just to obviously get a witness impact statement. So between now and then, have a think. Okay. This isn't a quick process, James. This is not an overnight process. It could take up to 10 months, buddy. Because these companies or these institutions aren't quick in getting us the information. Well, so
it's the same with that diesel thing, too.
Yeah. Nothing happens quick, unfortunately.
No, definitely no.
Okay. So what I'll do, James, is I'll give you a call between 3 and 4 weeks just to check in with you, let you know how I'm getting on. But in the meantime, buddy, just give me a call if you need me, okay?
Right, no bother, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Right, you too, mate.
Thank you, James. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.